5 mind-blowing facts about the New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints were born in the Big Easy in 1967. 1967 was an interesting year in history. Penny Lane went to number one for the Beatles in March. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was released in June of that year. And that same month, Paul McCartney said on TV that he had taken LSD, which goes a long way to explaining how the Beatles came up with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The Saints' name derives from the Catholic All Saints Day, also known as Feast of All Saints, which honors all saints, both recognized and unknown. In my house, the word saint simply referred to anyone that could get inside the 40 tickets to the Ohio State-Michigan game. One year, my dad said, "Okay, kids, I've got 4 tickets for the 41-yard line for the Michigan game. There's 8 of us in the family, 9 including the dog. The first 4 people that can name all Heisman Trophy winners from Ohio State gets the tickets and go." There's also a strong connection between the Saints and the American gospel hymn, "When the Saints Go Marching In," which goes like this. "Oh, when the Saints go marching in, and my fantasy league season is on the line, Lord, I pray I don't lose it all when my fantasy league season is on the line." For the first 2 decades of the team, they didn't do so well. There was a popular song on the radio in those days called "When the Saints Gonna Lose Again." And it went like this. "Oh, when the Saints gonna lose again. Oh, when the Saints gonna lose again. I pretend I live in Dallas, Texas. When the Saints gonna lose again." The Saints lost in their very first game to the LA Rams in September of 1967, but one of their most dramatic victories happened in 1970. Now, if you remember, in those days, the goalposts were planted right on the goal line. Hey, that's not dangerous. He's at the 15, he's at the 10, 5, Kerrang! The Saints were behind 17-16 against the Detroit Lions with time running out. They decided to chance a field goal from their own 37. Well, we could have run it. We could have run it, but nobody wanted a chance running into that damn goalpost anymore. Kicker Tom Dempsey was called to make the attempt. Now, he was an old-school, straight-on kicker. None of this soccer-style jibber-jabber for Dempsey. He kicked field goals like he liked his whiskey, straight up like a real man. Dempsey lets the kick go. It's tumbling, tumbling, high, high above Tulane Stadium, and it's through the uprights. Dempsey has won the game for the Saints, and Tulane Stadium is going insane. The New Orleans Saints have beat the Detroit Lions 19-17 in the closing seconds. Dempsey's 63-yard successful attempt would stand as the longest field goal in the NFL record books for the next 28 years. And Dempsey never paid for a straight-up whiskey ever again in the city of New Orleans. Don't worry about it, Tom. It's on the house. Kerrang!